Hey, what's going on, Dominator Podcast? This is Car Thoughts with Dominator 051, or Dominic, that's my name. Today, I have a couple thoughts about different things, but I'm just going to jump in right where I wanted to do my first thought. And that was me looking at my Instagram account today. Something I've been using as a way of just putting more content out there, hopefully to expand my brand, and really just begin the grind of that process. And there's something I really been noticing a lot more on Instagram, but it's still pervasive for some reason, especially on like social medias, but this follow for follow bullcrap that seems to be out there still. Like, people actually think this crap works. And the reason I'm being able to see it a lot more is last week I put up, a couple days ago, I had a piece of content out on like my main, the page, but it's Instagram. Basically, I was at 232 followers on Instagram. Cool, whatever. Don't care about the number. Doesn't mean anything. Really doesn't on the grand scheme of things. Today, only like 3 to 4 days later, I'm at 220. I've lost 12 people, like 12 followers. And what I do notice a lot of times on Instagram too is, especially after you post something, people will instantly like it and your follower will go up, but within an hour, it'll basically come right back down by like a couple of follows. And I just want to be absolutely clear and honest that I do not care about that. That doesn't hurt my feelings. I'm going to go cry and whine and complain. This isn't a complaining session. This is a session for you as a content creator. If you're doing this crap, it's not helping you. What are you gaining from going on and following people on Instagram or any social media and then wasting your time to just unfollow them later? What do you get out of that? Does it, like, I don't understand. I don't understand the mentality that, oh, if I follow them and they follow me, that means something about me and my, like, what does that matter? Your follower count means nothing. One, in the grand scheme of things, but two, it's just this, it's a metric that far too many people worry so, so much about. They worry about their follower count. And yes, I do realize that, like, things do come with follower count this time. You know, certain brands or certain companies won't even look at you until you hit a certain follower count. I get that. I understand that. Like, I'm not a complete idiot. But this idea that going in and asking, like, doing this follow for follow mentality, inflating your number, bloating your numbers, it's just fake. It's not real. And at the end of the day, the truth is going to come out. Not like, oh, you got caught in something, but like, what does that really prove about your brand and your content? Like, those people who do those things, I go and look at their stuff sometimes. Like, you can figure out, okay, this guy clearly, you know, unfollowed me. I can go back and look at their stuff, and all it is just random memes and like, what do you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I find the best quote-unquote thing to do on Instagram or any social media is just put out good content. Just put out good content that people find valuable in some shape or form. Maybe it's an instructional video on Instagram, 1 minute on how to tie a tie. I don't know. That literally just popped in my head. There's the first instructional video I could think of. But like, or something funny that happened during your stream. Like, that is what people find valuable. It's either entertaining, it's either informational in some way, or it's teaching them something, you know? There's a third one. I can't remember it. It's like informational, entertaining, and because informational can be whatever. But like, just stop with the follow for follow crap, especially if you're trying to be like a streamer. This is one story. It was like one of my first couple streams on Mixer, and this guy pops into my stream saying, hey, I will give you a shout out on my stream that has like a couple hundred people watching me right now if you come and like my channel. Hold on. You're coming into my channel right now on my stream telling me to go to your channel while I'm doing my own thing just for you to shout out my name, so a couple hundred people might hear my name and then they might happen to like follow me. Like, what? It's just another follow for follow bullcrap tactic. And that's all it is. It's just crap. It's just like, it's just fake. It's not real. It's not going to get you to where you want to go in life. It's in my, and for me, it's not cheating per se, but it just kind of feels that way. You're just trying to cheat the system and do this weak tactic because you're not willing to put in the work to do the actual thing you want, like to put in the work, to put in the grind, to make actual content or make something valuable for your viewers and your audience. That's what like makes me most mad. I do not care about 220 or losing you. Like, why even follow me? I don't want you to follow me anyway. You don't want to be, I don't want you part of my community if you're going to like do that crap. But if you're willing to learn from the mistake and come, like, want to come back and watch me, then cool. Like, what you should really care about is engagement. That's what really matters. How many people are engaging with your content? Because not only are they watching it, but they're also like connecting with it and giving you a comment, or they're giving you some, like, and I'm not even talking about likes. Likes, in my opinion, is not really engagement. Engagement is really when someone is commenting back to you, they DM you. That's what I really, really care about, because those are the people who truly matter. Those are the people who care about the content, and maybe you're starting to care about like what I'm trying to do and the mission that I'm on, or the goal, or whatever message I'm trying to get across. You see what I'm saying? So don't do this follow for follow crap. Especially as a streamer, like it just irks me inside, because like I said, you're not willing to put in the work, and you got to ask yourself why. Like, why aren't you willing to put in the work? Do you really care about what you're doing? Is you liking someone and following them and then all of a sudden unfollowing them like a couple minutes later, like, does that really help you? Does it get you off? Does it like, I don't know. I genuinely don't understand it. I wish someone could help me. But at the end of the day, it's just not the way to grow your channel. It's not the way to grow your brand. Because that's what you're really trying to do when you're growing a video game streaming channel. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to build a brand around Dominator051, around me and who I am, and I want my content to reflect that. And this is one of those scenarios. And of all of my content right now, I don't think you've ever heard me have this tone. It's almost like aggressive and like, because I'm genuinely like, what the heck? Like, stop. Like, just stop it. Oh, dang, there's an accident on the freeway here. That's why we're slowed up. That's unfortunate, man. Dang. Gosh. Hate to see that, dude. Happens all the time, especially here in LA. You got millions of people on the road, and like that, if you listen to yesterday's podcast alone, you would have heard that I almost saw two or three accidents. It's just like people aren't paying attention, or they're just distracted by everything around them. Anyway, it's a tactic. It's not going to get you anywhere. Another tactic that I keep seeing, and I just, or not a tactic, but a thing I keep hearing, and something I posted about last week on Instagram, is this question of how do I get more viewers? It's basically saying, how do I get more followers on Instagram or Twitter or anything else? And it bothers me inside, because you're focusing on absolutely the wrong thing. You're focusing on something you physically cannot control. You know how you get more viewers? Stop caring how to get more viewers. That's exactly the way to instantly get more viewers, in my opinion. Just stop caring about that. Think about it. You're worrying about something that you physically can't control. I cannot control who clicks on my channel. I cannot control who hits the follow button on my channel. Like, you just happen to go through a gaming directory and all of a sudden, oh, hey, who is this guy? Like, he seems cool, or hey, I like this game. Let me just check out this random person. Like, that's sometimes how people find viewers. Or, hey, you randomly got algorithmed. I don't even know. That's not a word. But the algorithm picked you, so now you're at the top of the page. Or the front page of Mixer. Like, I can't control that stuff. The only thing I can control is my mindset, my thoughts, my attitudes, and my actions. Those are the only things I can control. So when I'm putting on my stream and like doing my thing, that's the only thing I can control at that moment. I can control how interactive I am. I can control my energy. I can control who gets banned, who doesn't get banned. If it's a scenario where someone is not obeying the rules of the channel and being toxic within the community, like, I can control all those things. But the thing I cannot absolutely control is how many viewers I get. Because here's the crappy part about streaming. You want to hear? You know what's the hard truth? You could be literally the best, most entertaining streamer in the world, but not get discovered and not get noticed. That's the hard truth about anything in life. You could be the best and not get found at all. But what's amazing nowadays is we don't have the gatekeepers in the world anymore because we have the internet. There's definitely more discoverability now as a whole and in the grand scheme of things because of the internet. Anyone can find anything, anywhere, at any time. We have it in our phones, for crying out loud. The entire, like, human history and thoughts and ideas, not all of them, but everything that's been written down and put into digital form can be found within your pocket. Just think about that for a moment. We're living in a time where we can find any piece of information that's been digitized, basic, and put on the internet at our fingertips. Within arm's reach of us, basically 24/7, 365. This has not happened ever ever in human history. Ever. So, yes, you can be the best streamer in the world. You might be even an average one. And you could still blow up and get a following because of the internet. And it's kind of a scary thought when you think about it. That, man, am I wasting my time? Am I putting in, doing the right things, the things that I can control? Am I doing the right thing? Is this a waste of my time? Or some of the thoughts that I have when I think about content creation? And you know what? Lately, it's been feeling like absolutely not. The more that I do this, the more that I start really feeling like, man, this is something I really enjoy. This is something that I feel like I'm getting better and better at. Because with anything in life, it's going to take time to grow and develop and get good at anything. Do you think LeBron James came out the womb a great basketball player? He might have had the predisposition genetically to be a good basketball player, but it doesn't mean he automatically is a basketball player. Like, I'm not going to discount genetics in anything, but it takes hard work and a grind. Like, it takes time. That guy, LeBron, I know everyone seems to hate him. You love him or hate him. I'm in LA, so now I got to like him. That was a stupid joke. Anyway, I saw an article one time where they won the championship, and then the next day he's in the gym. Or something ridiculous like that. I don't even know if it was LeBron. But that's the kind of attitude you kind of have to have when you're on your come up and you're grinding and you're just like think about that. You just won the championship of the league and the next day you're in the gym 3 or 4 hours because you got to put in the grind for the next season. As someone from a sports performance background, I don't always encourage that because you need time to recover. But it's that mentality, that thinking, that idea, that drive. And I don't know, the more I keep streaming, the more I keep getting deeper into creating content, the more I just love it. It's just fun for me. And it's been really heartwarming because the past week, I think I've been getting a lot more compliments, from people in chat, from people that, I respect about my entertainment value, about my channel as a whole. People, especially just yesterday, I got a couple of them in one sitting, and it just feels good. It just feels good, and you feel validated that something you love and something that I love something that I'm truly feel that I'm really growing in, is not that it's paying off. What's the word? What's the, like, not that it's paying off, but like, that's not what I'm trying to convey. It's more like something that I truly love to do and something I'm really getting deeper into. It's starting to feel of just, I guess just validated. Like, yeah, I feel more and more confident about what I'm doing. I feel more confident about the direction I'm going and more confident about my future in this. I really do. I definitely believe I can make it. It'll take time though. I'm not saying that I'm going to be the next ninja because I don't want to be. Like, this seems a lot of like pressure. Like, it really does to be that. But I definitely believe that when I say make it, my goal right now is to just be selfish goal to do this full time. I freaking love this. This is so much fun. I love talking to Lockett. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm in my car, I'm commuting, but I love doing this. Like, this is fun for me. This is making my commute so much better. And I feel like I'm actually providing value now. I'm not just sitting here and almost falling asleep on the freeway because I'm so bored and bumper to bumper traffic. Now I feel like I'm doing something and it's keeping my attention, but I also feel like I can share my thoughts and ideas and provide value to people. That's all I want to do, is provide value, whether it's entertainment, informational, or just whatever it may be, or somehow I can teach you something. That's what I'm doing a lot with this podcast. It's a lot of teaching. That's something I truly, truly enjoy. In college, I was a peer learning facilitator. And what I used to do three times a week, I would run a 1 hour tutoring session where I would take time out of my day. I would sit in a lecture that I've already completed. I'd taken the 300 level class. I'd taken the 400 level class. Both of them had a 50% fail rate, which was kind of ridiculous. And I got really good grades in both. So then I was able to get this job as peer learning facilitator. But I would sit in the 300 level class and I would take notes. I would pay attention to what the teacher was saying, even though I already knew a lot of this stuff, because I had to go and teach a 1 hour tutoring session three times a week on that same material. Like, that was so much fun for me because I was able to help people and teach people and help develop people. So that's where like my learning background comes from, is just, I like teaching. I like learning things. I like being that guy in front of people who kind of knows things. And I'm not saying right now, and I would never say it, that I know everything about streaming. I know everything about content creation. I'm definitely early in my journey, but I'm sharing a lot of the things that I've either made mistakes in, things I've experienced. Like, I'm not talking out of my butt here. Like, I'm not. Like, these are things that I've experienced or seen or done. Or I've been learning from other people, other content creators, or other podcasters. And in a way, taking their information, sending the same message, but through my lens, through my way of looking at the world. That's really been my goal with the podcast, is just trying to teach and help. And that's what I want to do with my Instagram account. I've been having a lot of issues lately trying to download my stream, like my VODs, the video of my past streams. I've been having a lot of issues doing that. I would love to put more of my stream content out on Twitter, out on Instagram, on Snapchat. Right now, it just is not seem possible. I don't know why I'm not able to download from Mixer's things. It seems hit and miss. Seems like every other stream I can't download. That was disgusting. But I'm not going to let that deter me. I'm going to still try and figure out a way to where I can get my videos and put it out there. I know that was that was a little rant about like my content and, oh, don't honk. There's no reason. We're all in traffic. Why? People will crack me up, dude. Just crack me up. Like, we're in bumper to bumper traffic right now and you're honking at someone in front of you who can't go anywhere. They literally can't move because if they move, they're going to hit the person in front of them. Oh man, people, why? But man, I'm just so humbled by the compliments I've been getting lately. And like I shared in two podcasts ago, so humbled about joining the Positive Pineapple stream team, being a part of the Magic Club stream team. And I've just met so many great people. I've been building friendships with so many amazing people. It just feels like this is a moment in my life where I'm starting to realize that things that I thought were important aren't necessarily as important as I thought they were. For example, and I shared this in a podcast a couple episodes ago. Maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't. But like right now, my kinesiology degree, my four-year degree that took me 6 years to do, doesn't really have any bearing on content creation. It doesn't. I would love to make content creation my full-time job. Absolutely would. I don't think that's being arrogant saying that. That's just a goal of mine. My selfish why. I love making content and I would love to be able to do it as a job. And like I said earlier, I'm not trying to make millions off of it. There's no way. I'm not even trying to make, like, I just want to be able to live comfortably, like in a, like, not comfort, like comfortably. Live below my means. Live in a, like a 2-3 bedroom house. Even asking for that is a little absurd. Like that makes me in the top 1-2 percentile in the entire planet. Like that, it just, it's that juxtaposition of like, yeah, I want like, oh yeah, having a 2-3 bedroom home, that seems pretty modest in this day and age, when there's other people on the other side of the planet who'd have like running water. Like, come on. I don't know. I always have that internal battle. I don't know if you've ever had that thought or had those feelings or ideas of like feeling guilty for wanting certain things, because there's so many people out there who have it so much harder, who just got dealt a really, really bad hand, who are just trying to survive. And I know this is a small little tangent. Like I said earlier in the first episode of Car Thoughts, these are a lot of just free form, a lot of just free thinking, and this is where my mind goes to and it jumps around a lot of times. Ask my wife, like, I get distracted very, very easily, or get very super tunnel visioned when I get distracted by things, because I'm interested, I'm intrigued, I'm like, I want to learn. I'll spend hours on just Wikipedia, just reading through articles about randomness crap, like the universe, about Hitler. I read the whole thing on Hitler and like, oh, what are you reading that about? It's you have to understand history to understand the future. Like, you just have to, like, it's part of life. You have to be a good historian to be a good futurist and really just like be able to plan out the future and see how it is and hopefully not repeat the sins of our past. Which is actually a really good rocket launcher in Destiny 2, by the way, which I don't have. It's super deep Hitler sins of the past. Destiny 2 reference. God. This is where my brain goes, guys. This is where my brain does. I'm sorry. Sorry if you can't handle it. I'm sorry if that's not what you want to hear. But sorry, not sorry. Anywho, like I said, I'm just getting a lot of joy right now out of content creation. And something that Gary Vee's always kind of preaching about, he's not a preacher, but talking about, is he loves the process of his entrepreneurship, of his like grind, of his like enterprise, and just the process. Like, he always talks about he wants to buy the Jets, and like that's a huge lofty goal. But for him, it's more like he just loves the process of doing things. And I really do. I really like streaming. I really like spending time just tinkering with it, trying to make my alerts look good, trying to, you know, edit my podcast. Like, I do it because I like it. It's fun. It's quite tedious sometimes and not always fun, but I know it's going to provide value at the end of the day and one day help somebody. Like, someone 2 years ago might hear this and might be like, oh, shoot. This is exactly what I needed to hear on the exact right day at the exact right time. And that's kind of a special thing, a special feeling. And I really want to give this a shot. Like, I think that's where I'm just trying to go with all this. I just really want to give this a shot and in a way, do it not the right way, but like, yeah, do it the right way. Don't do follow for follow bull crap. That doesn't work. Just put out good content and hopefully it, you know, gets to somebody one day who really needs it. whatever it may be. Hopefully one day someone hits my stream and they just really enjoy the community that I'm trying to build there. Really enjoy the time and really enjoy the chat, what's going on. Like, that's why I love being energetic, and that's why I like chatting with people in the chat room. I always try my absolute best to read every single chat line that ever comes through my chat room. Every single one. At least I'm at a scale where that's possible. Like, absolutely possible. And try to respond or give a thought or an idea, a response. Because you're going to take the time out of your day to come to my channel to watch me. And you're going to take the time to even go above and beyond and even try to talk to me. Like, I'm going to give you the decency to try and, like, reach back to you. If you're going to give me time, I'm going to give you some time. It's only fair. Not even just a fairness thing. It's just being a good human being. Like, it's a good thing to do. Because I remember when I first started watching, like, Twitch streams for the first time, when I started getting into this stuff and having my message read, like, you just felt good. Like, wow, you feel important. It feels like this person actually cares about me in some shape or form. Or cares enough to, like, read my thought or idea in their chat room. That's what I really enjoy about it. Like, anytime Goth or Broman would read my message, it's kind of like, dang, like, that was a big deal. Like, that was a big deal for me. And, yeah, I know they're, like, a lot of words. They're much larger streamers. They're much larger clout. Even back then when I was watching them a ton, like, when I first found Twitch. But it's just, I want to, like, one comment to somebody can make the whole difference in their entire day. And that's why I want to, when everyone tweets at me, anyone who hits me up on Snapchat, hits me up on Instagram, comment-wise, DMs, I want to answer every single one of them for that reason. It could change their entire freaking day. That's why I want to read every single chat line in my chat, because one, I'm at a scale that I can do that. Absolutely can't, don't need to get toned, like, zoned in on the game, whatever it may be. Even if I do get zoned in on, like, a really intense moment, I always try to go back, scroll up, find where I was left off and go from there. But I want to make sure that people feel connected to me and the community and the stream and everything that's going on at that time. And that's one of the best ways to do that. If you're an upcoming streamer and you're learning and you're growing, respond to your chat, be interactive with your chat, make sure they feel that you feel that connection with you. And to be frank, you're not going to feel that connection with every single person in chat. Like, there's definitely people I feel so much more connected with, and they just started coming in last week, than people that I've had, like, over 2 or 3 months now. Because some people just want us to say weird things and just chat it up, or, you know, not join the conversation. And, you know, they're there. They're still at your channel. And why are you texting on the phone while you're driving, lady? Gosh. But, yeah, because there's this weird phenomenon where people will feel extremely connected to you, the streamer, because they see you every day. They build a connection, but you're not able to build a connection with all the people that come in your chat room and chat with you and all your followers. Like, it's just not possible. But on an individual basis, it's easier for the viewer to do that. I don't remember. There's, like, an actual, like, psychological, like, phenomena where, like, the name for this type of phenomena. I don't remember what it is. Broman was talking about it once, I think, on his podcast, which I haven't listened to lately, now I think about it. Ooh, that would be a good podcast, like a short-form podcast of, like, talking about the podcasts that I listen to or the places I go for good content or good ideas and thoughts. Ooh, I need to see. I told you, I think it was yesterday. I have really good ideas when I'm driving or in moments where I physically cannot write down in my notes section on my phone streamer thoughts or ideas. Like, I have a note section, and for me, it's super helpful. And this is another little quick tip for you as a content creator. For me, it's super helpful because I forget a ton of things. Oh no, this person's broken down in the first lane on the 405. Oh, shoot, dude. That's why they're slow. There's just little things, man. dang, that sucks. I don't know what I would do. But also, how do you just break down completely in the number one lane? Like, the far left lane. I don't understand that. And, like, have you guys ever driven and, like, found a car on the fire on the side of the freeway? Like, how did your car get to the point where it's on fire? Like, you didn't pull over. You, like, you clearly did not pull over a long time ago when this thing was overheating or getting too hot or there was a spark or something. Like, I don't know. That's where my mind goes when I see fire coming out of a vehicle on the side of the freeway, which has happened multiple times out here in LA. Like I said, guys, that's what you get with car thoughts. This is what you get when you're in the car. You're not in the car with me, but when I'm doing the podcast in the car, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get me distracted. You're going to get me on different topics, because we started off this podcast talking about follow for follow, different tactics. We talked about why I do things. Like, we talked about so many different subjects, and I know it's kind of like bouncing all over the place. But we were just talking about how I write down very important things or different thoughts and ideas in my phone, because one, I always have my phone with me within arm's reach, and I'm sure you do too, at least 99% of your life. It's almost attached to your hip now. But two, I forget a lot of things. And sometimes you'll have really, really good ideas and you just don't write them down. And then you forget them 5 minutes later. Like, that's me. Like, crap, what was I thinking about? And, like, I have to write it down. What's nice about this podcast now is, like, I could always go back and refer to it. Like, oh, shoot, I had that really good idea about this. And I can, now that's in podcast form. So write stuff down is the moral of that story. Anywho, I think I'm going to cut, it's not really cutting it short. I've been in traffic for 30 minutes, but I'm starting to notice my throat is starting to hurt a little bit. I've been talking a lot at work today and talking a lot in the streams and getting hyped and excited. And when I get excited, I yell. And when I yell, it hurts my throat. So I'm just going to cut it off here, even though I'm still in the middle of traffic. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Please go give me a follow on Twitter, Instagram, mixer.com/dominator051 is where you can find the live stream. I'm just grateful that you took the time out of your day to sit here to listen to me ramble about random thoughts that I've been having while driving my car in my LA traffic commute. Like, I genuinely am super grateful for all 8 of you that downloaded the last podcast and listened to it. Like, that, even in that self, just thinking about that kind of is very humbling that anybody would even be willing to listen to anything that I'm putting out there. So, like I said, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. I hope this probably brought you some sort of value, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. See ya.